The New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival is in its second weekend. High-profile acts from across the country are performing alongside some of the city's favorite homegrown musicians. But the street corner soundtrack of some of the city's wards has been largely silent since Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. Fans of the city's local, independently produced urban music saw record stores and entire collections washed away, music not easily replaced, either online or at a retail chain. The sound grew out of block parties and second lines in some of the city's hardest-hit neighborhoods. Two New Orleans DJs are trying to restore that tradition. Corey Takahashi reports.
For New Orleanians, a song like this can switch from bittersweet to haunting in a single beat.
I'm talking about my hometown. Now everybody's all spread around.
Kazmé is a singer with an all-too-common story.
We might not go back.
We might not go back.
Let me just backtrack.
Let me just backtrack.
I'm talking about throwbacks.
I'm talking about throwbacks.
Welcome me, y'all know what's up.
Kazmé did a dedication song to New Orleans because she was displaced along with her entire family.
DJ Wild Wayne Benjamin works a 7 to midnight shift at the popular New Orleans radio station, Q93 FM. When he returned to his Gentilly neighborhood 3 months after Katrina, he settled back into a slightly damaged home, but a ravaged music scene. Record stores were closed or destroyed, and the city's close-knit network of independent labels and promoters had unraveled. The local R&B and hip-hop artists he loved had fallen silent.
People could not get New Orleans music, folks that had lost everything. And folks were asking me, well, do you have this song or do you have that song? And I lost some stuff as well. But the other outcry was from artists that were in new places and recording and really didn't have any sort of outlet.
After Katrina, a fellow evacuee convinced Wild Wayne to go to Dallas. Kenneth Williams Jr. is better known as party DJ and producer DJ Chicken. The two decided to create a music project called 504 Radio, a nod to New Orleans area code. They built a virtual studio for a radio station that never existed. It offers exclusively local music, not on the airwaves, but on CD. Wild Wayne gets behind the mic in New Orleans.
We rapping New Orleans on this thing, understand
it's
me?
It's a New Orleans
504 Radio.
It's your boy Wild Wayne, the voice in New Orleans.
DJ Chicken does the final edits and mix, still in exile, in his home studio in Texas.
You're getting it all right here. DJ Chicken's gonna skillfully mix this thing up. We're gonna keep this thing all the way live. Notice, man, ain't no way else you can get this. It's authentic.
The 504 Radio series highlights a range of ultra-local hip-hop, brass hop, brass band, R&B, and bounce. That last style was a flagship party music, mostly captured on independently produced albums, mixtapes, or bootlegs, all distributed in the most grassroots way. This was music created for block parties, second lines, and local dances like the Beanie Weenie. It never aimed for posterity, but it's become part of pre-Katrina oral history.
A lot of that stuff starts at a second line or live in the club, you know what I'm saying? A lot of that stuff has to be proven in the club first.
DJ Chicken.
I'm going to go as far as to say like 75% of the bounce music is not even recorded in the studio. It's just actually capturing it live in the club.
For a time in the 1990s, New Orleans bounce dwarfed the popularity of mainstream rap in many of the city's wards.
It's real high energy, up tempo music, call and response. So bounce is really a big gumbo of New Orleans music. You know what I'm saying? We take elements from the jazz, from the second line, from the R&B, and throw it all on top of a hype beat and move the party.
All are welcome, including some you won't hear in other urban music genres. Wild Wayne says one bounce legend is DJ Jubilee, a special ed teacher. Another local star is Big Frida,
a transgender rapper, I guess you could say. And for whatever reason, Frida just has like crazy appeal, especially to the women. Like, women love Big Frida. It's accepted here. I don't know if it can work anywhere else, but it works in the clubs in New Orleans.
Other artists featured in the 504 radio series emerged from the ward-based bounce scene to gain citywide acclaim. Kengo and Mina, of the duo Partners in Crime, performed at last year's Jazz and Heritage Festival with the rapper Juvenile. Kengo says Katrina had an unexpected impact on New Orleans music.
Now you don't have to just go to New Orleans for New Orleans music, because we everywhere. You could go to Dallas now and find New Orleans music. So, you know, it's just spreading, you know what I mean? Spreading everywhere, and just be looking out for New Orleans. You know, we out there. We out there everywhere.
So is the audience. Again, DJ Chicken.
Trust me, my New Orleans people not trying to go hear anything but their music, dude.
But in devastated pockets of the city, there's still a question of when a singer's call will be met again by a street corner crowd's response.
I'm a long way from home, and from my memories.
For NPR News, I'm Corey Takahashi.
This is NPR News.